Welcome back to another episode of Mediocre Movies. If this is the first time you're listening, make better life choices. I'm going to introduce my guest. We have a very big regular, Cal.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to introduce myself. It's been such a long time between episodes.
Yeah, we've been busy. And we have a newbie, Lauren.
Haven't been here before. Hello there.
And this week, we watched House Bunny.
Yeah, we did.
Which was made in 2008, directed by Fred Wolf. Has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 48. I've totally missed the point of this podcast. I've got to introduce one big thing. This podcast, we watch movies between 35 and 65% on Rotten Tomatoes to find the most okay movie of all time.
It's good that you brought that up after we said what movie we're doing.
Yeah. Look, the people who are listening are people who already do our podcast. So
assuming they can read the name of the podcast, it's fine.
They'll get
it. It's fine. They'll get it. People are smarter than we get.
We're not doing Criterion Collection here. Although this movie probably should be in the Criterion Collection.
This is 46% on Rotten Tomatoes. Which means it's pretty close to medium.
Leaning on the bad side.
It's leaning on the bad side. I found it very, very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have anything they want to... Like, anything they want to say first about this movie? You want to put out any biases about House Bunny?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the soundtrack was lit.
It was a good soundtrack.
The soundtrack was phenomenal. It gets like a bonus point for me purely because there's a scene where they use Shake It by Metro Station.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a song I think you do karaoke to.
Very good song.
It's got a good soundtrack. American, what are they called?
All American Rejects.
All American Rejects,
I didn't know that guy was in it. Actually,
Wait, hold on.
I broke this to him before.
So, famous people in the movie, I think the most famous would be...
Emma Stone. Anna Faris?
Anna Faris.
Yeah, it's Anna.
And then Kat Dennings, I would say.
Yeah.
And also the guy who plays Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, there's also Beverly D'Angelo.
No idea.
She's from Smash.
She's the Mrs. Griswold from the National Lampoon's movies.
Okay.
So, Chevy Chase's wife.
Yeah. There's the girl from Smash.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee.
Yeah.
She plays a pregnant...
The pregnant college girl.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That was the only ones that...
Hugh Hefner, obviously.
Oh, yes. All right, so basic premise of the movie, just a quick rundown... this girl is adopted and becomes a house bunny for the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's shown that at like 27 she gets kicked out, so she goes and lives at the college.
Because she's too old.
I'm going to spoilers now. And then she goes to a college house, she changes them, they change her, and then she finds out she's invited back to the Hugh Hefner Mansion. But family is what is most important, mm-hmm. I think was the real big takeaway. And they save the college house from being...
Yeah, they saved the
sorority. That was like
sorority.
A synopsis of a synopsis. That was like real.
It was real bad because the movie, kind of nothing happened, but things did happen.
I feel a lot happened.
I feel like it was just a very generic...
Uh-huh.
Like, generic, family-friendly movie, which is weird considering it's about getting laid and Playboy bunnies.
Yeah.
But I think it's just easy to watch. That's what I like about it.
We'll start... I think we've got very split opinions on this, and I know Lauren feels very strongly about this movie. What did you enjoy most, Lauren?
What did I enjoy most? Honestly, I find this humour very funny, because it's just easy and it's simple, and it makes you think, like, how the... Can I swear?
Yeah.
How the fuck did you get to that?
No one listens to this, so...
There's no FCC that is monitoring this podcast.
I did like the soundtrack too, and personally, I'm a big Anna Faris, Emma Stone fan, so I was like, this duo's great.
Who played the bad college girl?
I don't know.
Like the college...
the blonde girl.
I don't know her name, but she's like a pretty established like TV actress. She was on like Happy Endings, Marry Me...
Okay.
She's like, she was Jerry's daughter in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, it is too.
Hey.
I don't know. Mildred?
Yeah.
I want to say,
Anyway, the most famous person, I was like, oh, that's Emma Stone. And then I was like, oh, wait, that's Kat Dennings after she stopped looking like a boy after the first 15 minutes.
You did recognize her with the short hair.
That took so goddamn long to realize that was Kat Dennings.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I only knew because I had saw the synopsis and then, like, when I looked it up to see if we could watch it, it's like, Kat Dennings is in this, and I kind of waited, and I was like, I think that's Kat Dennings, but I don't want to jump.
Wow, really intriguing.
See, you said the movie was very funny, and I think the bit that got me is when I was watching it, it wasn't that it was very funny, it was just a whole bunch of, like, 5 or 6 out of 10 jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, at my, like, very best.
They're the best kind of laugh. So you're just
I think a whole movie where you just go,
But like, it doesn't take enough. It doesn't take like too much of your energy to understand. That's why I like it.
No, but a joke could be clever without having to be exhausting. Like you can just.
But I think at the time when it came out, that humor was very funny.
2008.
Like, yeah, you have to look at the time when it was made. And, like, this was the same time when we had, like, the American Pie movies. We were just going all the straight-to-video ones.
Like, we had
the fucking, was it Beta House or something stupid?
Bandcamp.
Yeah, and Bandcamp. And, like, it's very that vein of comedy, but at the same time, it's a family-friendly film.
Yeah.
So they have to tone it down so much. And it just makes it kind of a little bit awkward. Like, there were a few jokes I remember. I can't remember what the jokes were, but there are a few jokes I remember losing my shit over because they were just like so out there and weird that I'm like, this is hilarious.
You know what I didn't, I like the Forrest Gump reference. I don't understand why that was in the movie.
Yeah, clearly because we also forgot to mention it. Colin Hanks is in this film.
Yes.
So the son of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just a reference. Like, hey, we have a Hanks, we might as well reference his dad's films to, you know, piss
him off. Which scene is this?
The one where the girl runs with the braces. It's very...
Oh, yeah.
And she yells...
She's chasing us.
And the brace
and
breaks
falls
up.
Apart.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Exactly the scene in Forrest Gump. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that whatsoever.
And then it goes back to Anna Faris and she's holding a little spanner.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't understand.
Like, how did she have the time to unscrew all that without the other person noticing?
It's just the stupidity of it all. It's just... It's like, what?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, I was just... I don't know, that joke...
Did it offend you?
It didn't offend me, but it was just like... They didn't make any references to, like... It's like, movies, like... If you're going to do something like that, you should talk about other movies within... I guess they talked about Jurassic Park and all that every now and then. But they were like... Yeah, they were like, we should have, like, a paleothaic... bake sale.
Yeah.
Because who hasn't seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
And I was like, the Emma Stone says it in the bedroom, and then she does a line about dressing up mice, which, again, I didn't find that funny, but Lauren thought that was a phenomenal part of the movie.
What is it? B-O-I-M? Bring your own mice? And she's like, bring your own man? No, bring your own mice. We can dress them up in little suits.
I do not remember this at all.
Oh, it's so funny. And it's when she's standing on the staircase and she's talking about ideas to raise funds to get people to come to the house.
Again, very forgettable.
Do you remember?
No.
And she's like, we'll tie shoelaces together and throw them over wires because she sees people do that and she thinks it looks like a lot of fun.
I also do not remember that. My God. So I watch a different cut of this movie.
Direct cut. I put like the first... It really kind of changed very quickly.
Mm.
It was like a 2000s, like a 2005 music video for the beginning half.
Yeah.
Where it was just girls doing activities in like skimpy clothing, and that was all it was for like 15 minutes.
Like the fact that it had the Playboy, like Hef as well.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I'm like, this is just an extended intro to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music song. Yeah.
Well, it has the whole.
Yeah.
Or what was that TV show? The Beverly Hills. The Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Life in the Playboy Mansion. I was just like, oh, it's just a big cut of that.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of continued rolling. You didn't know. Shaquille O'Neal was in this movie for about a whole 15 seconds.
Yeah. I apparently was not paying attention when that happened.
He played a major role.
Which means, what am I even doing with my life? I'm Shaq in a movie.
He didn't play a major role. He picked up Anna Faris.
A major role.
She blew out the cake, and then that was the end of it.
Then that was the scene.
And then... It was a weird idea of friends because they weren't very nice to each other in the mansion, but they were all just very loud. And I was like, that's not how people interact. This movie didn't quite get it. I found it oddly offensive.
What, whole movie?
Yeah, the whole movie. I just was like, wow, this is a bit where I was like,
yeah, I kind of
I was offended on, like, behalf of women, which is not a position that I take very often.
No.
But there I was being like, this feels wrong.
It's like, it's weird because, like, we're men, obviously.
Yeah.
And you watch the American Pie movies.
Yeah.
And it's all about, like, the objectification of women and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you watch this, and it's kind of, like, the opposite in a way.
Yeah.
Like, they're objectifying men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that made me very uncomfortable.
But it's like, but then they were also, like, objectifying women.
Yeah, like...
In, like, the very same brushstroke, and I was like, wait.
The moral the story is that if you're beautiful...
Boys will like you.
Yeah.
And I was
is very weird.
Yeah.
No, but that's what they try to make it seem as though, that if, like, you're beautiful, boys will like you, but then they discover that if you just kind of
but
be
they
yourself...
Don't,
no, but, like, there's a scene in the movie where Emma Stone's like, we're going to make it 60% Shelley, 40% us.
Yeah.
So it's like, being yourself is okay.
Or is it
up
being
until
your
a
best
point,
self?
But you've got to be attractive.
Or yeah. is it be your best self?
But then what's that mean?
That is the motto of
because
the
it's
yeah.
like.
It is.
But it's like, be your best self is just be you in the least amount of clothing you own.
Be you,
yeah.
but attractive.
But like, I
be
was
your
just,
most attractive self.
It was just mind-blowing, because they never really corrected the motto that, like, boys won't like you unless you're hot. And like,
but I don't think it's one of those films where you take a life lesson from it,
I
honestly.
Think, but I think it kind of tried to.
Yeah.
A bit.
Do you think? Because I don't see it
well,
that way.
She had a big emotional speech at the end where she was like,
oh, but it's so stupid.
Yeah, but it's like, just because we found it stupid does not mean it was made in earnest. Like, I think it was. I think it was attempting to be like, no, you should be yourself, but it never really quite corrected itself because they were all still like, huh. And mm-hmm. you could tell when at the end they had the big grand opening and like...
When was that?
And like, they are just... They're completely different people to who they were at the beginning.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't...
I mean, I guess that's character development.
But
I don't think it was earned.
Or is it good character development? Like, it was just being like, oh, we should just be prettier. And that was, like, their character development.
I mean, unless they're saying that, like, this whole movie is a meta-commentary on the state of fraternities and sororities in American colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in order to be a, like, sorority that exists, you have to have this base level of, like, attractiveness
mm-hmm.
and popularity.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the whole movie. They need 30 pledges.
Yeah.
Mm.
And,
which
like,
really did not seem like that many people.
Maybe
well,
it's
like,
a, 30 maybe it's
people in
college.
One house, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah but,
I
like,
would be, like, 15's enough.
Yeah, but, like, you would just... There's enough, like, for every attractive kid, you'd have to think there'd be, like, two misfits. Like, I assume that they'd be like, look, we're just going to take all the weirdos, and that'd be their slogan, and they should be done. But apparently that wasn't enough. Mm. Yeah, so boys only like you if you're hot was, I think, the moral of it. It's like Grease, I found, in a very similar way. That's the message Grease ends on, and that's why I don't like Grease very much.
But Grease's moral is, like, if you have a flying car, anything's possible.
Yeah. Or you can sexually assault girls and sing about it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, I don't know. I find it really interesting how I don't see it in that sense. I think it's because I am a woman. I just
yeah.
see that as just she's very funny. And I don't see it as, like, a political statement. Is that weird?
We might be looking too deep.
No, but I'm appreciating it. No, I'm appreciating it. It's good.
I don't want to be like, I think you're wrong. Because
no.
you are a woman. And he's
no,
always
honest,
in teachers,
yeah.
but I like, I don't know, that's...
No, but I can, no, but you're definitely teaching me something, because I definitely can see that. No,
yeah, like
I know
the,
what you're talking
like
about.
Like, the whole time, my like initial thought was like, man, this is really uncomfortable, and I think this is going to be an uncomfortable episode,
mm.
because I was thinking you would be upset, but it just turns out you love this movie.
I do love this movie, because I don't take it for
like,
anything other than the surface level stupid
yeah.
humor.
And I think we'd be the same if we were watching American Pie.
I hate them. I hate those
like,
movies.
Really?
I can't stand them.
I find them, like, passable. Like, in the same way this is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just easy to just watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, like,
you can
watching
just, like,
them.
Like,
not
shake
read
your brain
into.
Off and
yeah,
watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying.
But,
yeah,
like, I feel like, if I was a woman watching American Pie,
yeah.
I'd be like, this is objectifying.
And awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't think it objectified
weird,
men
like,
at any point.
I feel like it did a little bit.
Well, they had the shirtless, like, dude and the weird guy who made margaritas. But at any other point, I was like, eh, they're fine. So
he did fuck a pie.
What?
In American Pie, not in this movie.
Yeah, in that's a different movie. So the guy who played Emma Stone's love interest, Colby.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that, Lauren? Tell Cal.
I give you my feeling.
The guy from All American...
Yeah.
Fucking serious?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wait, what?
That
okay,
guy is the All
American... Dirty Little Secret.
Just keep talking. I'm gonna look this up because, like...
Yeah, he was the lead
yeah,
singer.
I thought they gave him way too much screen time for him just to be a random person.
No, that's why they had all of their music in that film.
And, like,
he gave it to them, probably.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
But she... And then still, he only liked her for the way that she looked.
Mm.
The whole movie, at any point.
No, doesn't he have, like, a really, like, modest moment where he's, like...
Actually, that was one of my favourite parts of the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
When he's, like, talking to Emma Stone, and he's, like, fucking tripling over himself and be like, oh,
yeah.
I don't want you to be my girlfriend, or, like...
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking... That's me. That was great writing.
Great writing.
Because
you are
it's real.
Accurate as shit.
But, like, that was the lead singer for All American Rejects.
Yeah.
But his conversation was still just, your hair is pretty. And that was the whole, like, and before that it was like, oh, you're pretty at this party. And then before that it was like, I'm not going to talk to you because you're not pretty.
But isn't that how the world kind of operates, though?
Well, now it's... Now it is a political message.
But, like, isn't it just an exaggerated version of how we all actually do operate? And it's just a really earnest and real version of, like, who we all are.
Yeah, but, like, that doesn't show character growth. It's a movie. If he wanted to be like, oh, he actually appreciates her for who she is. Are you all right?
My mind is fucking blown. Dude was in House.
He was in House?
Yeah. My favourite character was either Colin Hanks or Kat Dennings at the beginning, because Kat Dennings at the beginning was...
She's a cold-hearted snake and I love her.
And she was just rude, and then when she was at the Aztec party, she's like, would you listen to me go, hey, for 5 minutes in the chair to hook up? And he was like, yes, I would. And I was like, that's the best joke in the whole movie.
She's doing a survey?
Yeah, I was like, this is phenomenal. The car wash was super awkward. I thought that scene was weird.
Yeah, that was a really extreme.
That was quite odd.
Or even though, like, not even the joke of where she waters her pants to be like, oh, my pants
I found out the weirdest part, to be honest.
No, I just thought the whole thing felt very, very awkward to watch.
It was just an exaggerate. I found it funny. It was probably my least fun, like, the least funniest moment in the film.
That's the least funniest moment.
One of. But I found it was still humorous. It was like, it's more awkward. It makes you cringe.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't know how I could handle it.
I
was just like, a lot of this movie, I was like, I'm not sure how I'm meant to feel about this. And then, like, another scene would occur, and I'm like, nope, still no idea on how I'm meant to do about this one.
Because there is a lot of, like, female humour, which I hate to, like, say that there's a female humour, but there is a lot of female humour in it.
Like what? Explain.
I just think some of the things that they do and say, like... I guess, because some of these things that you guys are pointing out and you're saying that's a bit rude, I'm like, well, that's just funny. Honestly, that's just humorous.
I just thought at points it got too, I don't know, I don't want to say crass, because it wasn't crass, but it just was like, it's not funny, but it feels like it's trying very hard
to
be funny.
I 100% agree with this. And the case in point that I have for that is the second date that Anna Faris has with Colin Hanks.
Where she's wearing the glasses?
Where she's pretending to be nerdy. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I can read. I watch American Idol. I know how to vote. But like, the whole scene, it was like... They like had this legitimate conversation. And it felt like, okay, this is actually like a decent scene. And then they're like, oh, wait, this is a comedy film. We need to insert jokes here.
And they just...
So they just... She fucks the whole thing up. And like, it felt extremely forced.
The whole way.
That whole scene?
Like, that whole scene. And like... To lesser extents, there were scenes where, like, this would be a good scene if it just, like, was as it was. And they're like, we need to hand-fist a fucking joke in here.
Yeah.
In order to remind people that it's a comedy and that it's supposed to be wacky. And like, I'm like, it can work to an extent, but I felt like more times than not, it fell flat.
Here. Yeah. Like, a good example, one that worked, I thought, was the manhole cover. Where she stood, like, she pretended to be Marilyn Monroe and stood on, like, the hot air vent and, like, held her skirt down. And then, like, steam obviously burns the shit out of your legs. And then she continued on with her date, and she had, like, blisters all up her legs and, like, ice packs on her knees. And I was like, that's funny. It was quick. I felt like the bit with Shiroshi yelled, ah, it's hot. I was like, you didn't need to do that. We all knew what steam feels like.
I think it's just to emphasize that she's ditzy.
Yeah, and then, like... I was like, that was good, and it quick, and it happened. You didn't, like, dwell on it.
Mm.
But I feel like the restaurant scene where she tried to be nerdy, then she trips over the table, and she has the gum in her hair, and, like, it all kind of just stacks up, but none of it adds to anything.
No.
None of it's, like, a substantial, like, punchline.
Yeah, I don't think it, like, paid off.
No, you were just kind of like, oh, okay. Okay. And it's like, oh, okay. Just one after another, I was just like, okay, yeah, sure, okay.
And, like, going on your earlier example, I think when they were in the bar...
Yeah.
And she was teaching, like, telling people to go flirt.
Yeah.
I felt like that worked when they were just shoving jokes in there. Like, that one where, I don't know what her name is, but the... Like,
the girl from Idaho.
Yeah, she gets up and's like, where's the crapper? I want to do a mysterious thing in there. That fucking got me.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Because that's a very, like, telegraphed joke. You can see that's coming.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, like, those jokes... I thought the prank that they played when they were doing the karaoke was also quite funny. They were singing Like a Virgin, and they were changing the lyrics.
See, I disagree, though.
You don't think
I feel like that just kept going. Like, it was significantly too long.
See, that bit there, like, actually hurt my heart. Like, I found that really sad.
Yeah, also, that was... Yeah, yeah. Just, that was way too fucking mean.
Yeah, yeah. It was, like, cruel and nasty. Yeah.
I didn't know you could just edit karaoke songs.
I think because... But I found it...
I think they were meant to go too far, because then at the end, the other sorority girl, who had no character time at all, makes a big betrayal to save the day. And you're like, I didn't know who this person was. That seems kind of weird and stupid, but...
See, that was another issue I had with this film. It was, like...
All of the issues.
There's so many.
I never knew there was so many.
But like, you look at the...
This
the,
is what happens when you like take apart a mediocre movie. Yeah, is yeah. that you're like...
You gotta nitpick severely.
It's yeah, like... No, I'm just enjoying listening. I should actually just...
It's like a
listening.
Cake, but like it's got icing on. You take the icing on and like it's poop and you're like, whoa. When you really look at this movie, there's a lot of things that have fallen apart on the inside. But the icing keeps it so pretty.
So pretty.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, okay. So the two, like, sororities.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Anna Paris is and then the fancy, fancy, snooty one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I felt like they were just dicks for no other reason yeah. than just being dicks.
Yes.
Like, but then you get people like that.
Yeah. Like, that is people that exist.
Yeah.
But in this film, it just felt like they were being the bad guys for no real reason. Like, they just kept going too far over and over and over again.
For no, they went to a lot of effort...
Yeah,
at times.
To try and kick the shit out of a sorority that's pretty much already
fucked. They were already losing. Like, if they had probably had not done anything,
they
probably would have won. The only reason they lost is because they annoyed the shit out of Anna Faris's character. Mm-hmm. Till she was to a point of like, well, alrighty, we'll fight back. Fuck you. Like,
I did, like...
If they just shook her hand in the first scene where they meet her and were like, look, have a lovely day. You gotta join the college. Feel free to join the college. And you can be our, you know, whatever.
Mm.
Goodbye. And then she was like, wow. And then she left and ditzily walked somewhere else. Mm. It would have been like perfect. So
no, they're just snobby. I mean, and it's the judgmental kind of snobbiness.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but
I think
that's what they become.
Says more to their insecurities as like characters. Like, they think they're automatically better than anyone. And when anyone tries to threaten that, they're so insecure that they have to lash out in such a like overreactive way.
Yeah.
Mm.
And like, you look at that with the karaoke, with the pig.
Yeah.
Stun with
also,
yeah,
really you know what was stupid about the pig stun?
What?
She grabbed the pig, she took the shirt off, and then in the background you see the pig like just happily like trot
yeah.
towards the door
and
leave. And
yeah.
I was like, that pig is so well trained. It was like they were like, all right, pig, huddle. You're gonna go in there, run around the circle a bunch. And then when you're done, like, just cool down and just leave. Like,
just
walk.
It's whipped out the board. It's got the circles and the lines drawn everywhere. It's
drawn
a big tack plan.
Yeah.
Gay plan. And they, like, got the shirt off it. And then she, like, rested it. And I'm like, oh, good. She's got it. And then she kind of just, like, let go. And I was like, no, you have it. Like, stop. It's done. Which was weird. I found that it could be fixed by 6 seconds of her going, ah. And then, like, even if she just threw the pig through the window... And you have, like, a vision... Like, just a gag where the window shatters and a pig flies through it. At least, I think you've got a joke in. And B, it solves your problem of, like, how's this pig so well-trained to run around college houses? Like,
he knows how to act. Take choreography very well.
But, yeah, I do agree with your point that it was just... The people were mean because they were mean. And I was like, I can understand that. But then, like, maybe the banality of evil that everyone else was also mean.
Well, like, people are assholes.
Yeah.
Like, just generally. So, like, it's understandable. But, like, I just felt in this movie they kind of ran the point home too often.
Yeah, they just, like, they went...
But the film is a big exaggeration, so they kind of have to.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm. That
like,
is...
this movie is just a huge, big exaggeration of, like, everything.
Of just college and Playboy.
And literally. Yeah.
That was just kind of confusing. And where does she get the money? Does she have a lot of money?
The money for one.
Or we'll throw the Aztec party for one.
Well, I'm assuming that, like, because it's a sorority, they're funded by the university.
But
and
they were getting shut down. What the hell is that? One second, my computer is having issues. It's fine.
It's all good?
Yeah. No, like, where did she get the money to run...
She probably got connections, you know? Like, she was part
no,
of
No, she
that.
Thought Hugh Hefner hated her. So, like...
True.
What did she have left if she didn't have...
You know,
Hefner's
honestly,
money? She had,
I didn't think that far into it.
I didn't think I didn't think anything about
see,
that
no,
at all.
It would have been funded by the university.
Just through that party?
Yeah, because, like... Okay.
But it's an exaggeration. Remember,
yeah,
Riley?
Yeah, it's played up for the
it's
film.
It's a movie. It's a movie. I'm fully
yeah.
aware, but, like...
But also, that's why the dean's there at the end of the film.
Yeah.
To cut the sorority.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they're like, this is a waste of funding.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
why we need to cut
But them. They would have heard about that party.
Yeah, but just because you have one lit party doesn't mean that you're sorority safe.
Yeah,
as this true. Movie proves.
Yeah,
as this
yeah.
movie proves.
Exactly.
I wrote Colin Hanks and then an exclamation point after this note because I thought that movie, I thought he was phenomenal in this. I really enjoyed his entire character, despite how very little time he got.
Okay.
Cal looks like...
I thought he was alright. Like, I enjoy Colin Hanks.
I like
thought he was fantastic.
I think I like Colin Hanks. That was the whole thing.
I just think he was, like...
He was just in this movie.
He was just there.
Yeah.
He was just the love interest. Yeah. Played by anybody.
You could have, yeah, you could have literally stuck anyone in that role.
That's true.
And you would have got the exact same performance.
Because he was just like, oh, okay, you're a Playboy Bunny. I don't give a shit. It's like,
yeah.
you're just kind of rude and vapid and I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Like, it like...
He was the only one who was not charmed by her in the whole movie.
Mm.
He was like...
Also, which makes it like a very weird, like not a moral message.
Yeah.
He's like, the whole thing is like... Anna Faris' character uses, like, tricks
yeah.
to, like, seduce the boys.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Colin Hanks is, like, he...
Superman.
He doesn't... He doesn't take to that.
This is the kryptonite.
He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
just a nice
And
guy.
I felt like that's a very weird
but
message.
But then, see,
again.
I don't really think
like
him as a nice guy. I just saw him as just a guy who's...
But, like, just find a guy who doesn't find you attractive. And, like, that was the kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you could seduce him easily, he's not the one. And it's like, wait, sorry? I don't quite understand. Because then, like, he was a great... Well, he played off as a great guy because he volunteered at the old people's home.
Mm.
And it was like, well, that's enough to build your character as a good human being in this
mm-hmm.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I've got another date at 11. And he was like, all right, fuck you. And he just got up and left that date. And I was like, damn, this guy's good.
I had respect for him there. That was like...
Yeah,
that
he didn't...
Well, yeah.
Like, he didn't... allow any bullshit. All the other characters, maybe not Kat Dennings, but like a lot of them just allowed bullshit to happen.
Yeah.
And they were all like, oh, she's pretty, therefore she knows what's right. And there were two characters in the whole movie who at every point were like, that's not true. And were just like,
Okay,
fuck you. Kat Dennings was like, we're just bimbos now. Can't you see? And then Hanks was like, you're a human piece of shit, goodbye, you're boring. And he left, and I was like,
Jesus.
This man, like, knows. He just knew the whole movie, and it was weird.
That, yes.
No, and then they were like, wow, he's like a unicorn, because he calls it like it is. And it's like, no, I think everyone else that you've interacted with has been 17.
Like, there's that scene where after the first date,
mm-hmm.
like, she comes back and is like, oh, it didn't go so well.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Emma Stone's like, what if he's one of those ones that
yeah.
are into smart girls? And it's like, whoa.
Whoa. He's like
this is such a revelation. No such thing has ever existed
he's
until
like
2008.
Uh-huh. He's like a unicorn. Which I thought was very, very stupid. Also, we totally not talked about the whole side plot of the movie. One of the side plots of the movie, the fact that she got kicked out of the Playboy Mansion by another girl, and then, like, she was just moved back in. There was no...
It's because they have, man.
But,
yeah.
like, that didn't make... It, that didn't add anything to the movie except maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, it gave the whole reasoning of, like, why...
Well, how she ended up where she ended up.
The catalyst of the plot.
Yeah.
She got kicked out because the other Playboy wanted to be Miss November for some fucking reason, despite the fact that November happens once a goddamn year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and there's also
and the fact
month.
That there's Miss December, I don't know, what's so special about November?
It doesn't,
I
don't think there anything
that.
Was.
It was just there.
It's like the most important month.
You just want to be a centerfold,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why she kicked her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then...
And it turns out that she was Hef's favourite bottom bitch.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
South Park.
Which also, this movie really bummed me out. Because, like, we're recording this, Hef's been dead for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like...
This is almost a tribute episode.
Yeah, rest in peace, buddy.
You didn't know him.
I've seen the Beverly action. Hills music video, like, 50 times. I think I know who Hef now.
Fair enough.
big fan.
He was... In this movie, I thought he was charming. Which I've heard he's not that charming. But in
no,
this movie,
ice
he,
cream when he gets sad and he gets ice cream on the bed.
I just want more ice
that was
cream,
gold.
And I was like, "Oh, Hugh,
oh, Huey boy, yeah."
Yeah, he was like, "Let's watch a movie. Go get Shelby." He's like, "Shelby's not here." He was like, "I don't want to watch a movie. I want to go to bed." And he just gets up and goes to bed. And I'm like, "Smart man, smart man."
I think Hef was the best character in this film. Like, legitimately.
In, like, 3 minutes of screen
time. He had
time.
Such a tiny role that
yeah.
every role he was in... He's, like, the Creed Bratton of this movie.
Yeah.
He was just gold in every scene he was in.
And then he was in him for zero
yeah.
time. Just...
But, like, he didn't need to be
no.
a major presence in the film.
In a movie about Playboy called
House
Bunny,
Bunny,
but star about... It was pretty much, like, all the advertisements had the Playboy logo on them. and stuff. Yeah. She always had the necklace on and everything. Oh, yeah. So I imagine it was largely sponsored by Playboy.
Oh, for sure.
As like it didn't really feature much Playboy.
Although, oh, no, but it had like the most iconic members of the house at that time.
I don't know. The only ones I know is Anna Nicole Smith, and I then had
That's a long time ago.
I had to have a grieving process when she died because I didn't know she died, and I only found out this year. And I had to have like a whole little period. I was like, oh man, Anna Nicole Smith has been
gone
for quite a while.
Yeah, no,
she wasn't in this movie.
They had like all the they had the three significant ones that had all they had a TV show. And I used to watch it all the time, the three of them. And
the Playboy Mansion one. I know what you're talking
about. No, and then one of them had their own show, because I think she left.
No, it's Anna Nicole Smith.
No. It's the three ladies in the film.
I don't know who they are, because I didn't have Oscar.
The two blonde ones.
All right, we got to get a quick Google on that. But, like, all right, I found that drama stuff with the house and how she got kicked out. That was solved with, like, there were literally no obstacles between that. The guy was like, I wrote the letter, I feel bad, and I put nipple pasties on it.
Yeah,
and
that was the sole issue. So his nipples kept getting twisted because he had this weird vest on.
Yeah, so he
had that was his one weakness. He's fucking goddamn correct at it.
My favourite line, though, is, good morning, Pooter. You're looking dapper when she wakes up out of her bed.
The cat.
Yeah. The cat, yeah. Yeah. And then she gets told that she's too old to be in the house.
But then it turns out it's a fake letter. And she got kicked out. The side plot is it's a fake letter. She gets kicked out of her house, and then one of the other girls wants to be her.
Miss November. And she gets her goal anyway.
I'm going to look up those three house mummies.
Once she comes back, she's like, she is Miss November.
Yeah.
But then she's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, and it's like, because what she wanted all along
was. So just to fit the entire purpose of the goddamn film.
I was like, okay. Well, she changed it to her original goal. I think that's fine, because that goal she did not seem set on.
Character development.
Nick Swardson was the cameraman, in case no one noticed.
Yeah.
And I was like, he did alright for the...
Very bit role.
For the minute he was in this movie.
Who? Sorry?
Nick Swardson.
Who did he play?
The cameraman.
That was doing the November shoot.
Yeah, he did.
He was like,
in the pool.
Look a second, what's wrong? Do you want to have a shower together to solve this? And then, like, that was his entire bit of dialogue. And I was like, well, he tried.
I mean, just plays up the overall, like... creepiness, I guess. Of the whole...
What are their names?
I've got their names. Kendra Wilkinson, Holly Madison, and Bridget Marquette. They were the three...
They're people.
The three,
Bunnies. Yep.
Yeah, and Kendra had her own show, and I used to be a big fan.
Okay. Well, I never watched it.
She had and I'm pretty sure that Kendra's show was big around when this was released, so it was a big, like...
cross-promotion. I imagine this is a big cross-promotion thing.
For sure.
Because there's not like, I mean, you kind of hear about Playboy, but you don't hear about anything from like the Playboy Mansion anymore.
No.
It's not like there's a TV show about it or...
What are they even doing these days?
I don't know. I imagine the exact
same. Are they all unemployed because Hef died?
No, I imagine the estate has money. Doesn't...
Yeah, but who's going to be like the billionaire Playboy that just sits there?
I think they're taking...
are they applying?
They're taking applications now. No, I don't know. The whole... Overall, the whole movie, right at the end... Every problem was solved really quickly. I don't like movies that just their problems are solved by like one good speech. And it's like, oh, and now the movie's over.
But when you think about it, look at all the films from that time that do that.
Yeah.
But around that sort of same vibe, we've got like Sydney White. We've got any other Vanderbilt's film.
I think it's just like a hallmark of mediocre films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just wrap the film up. They're
it's
like,
kind of like
shoot, we've run out of time.
Yeah,
wait, we have 5 minutes left.
It's like a road film. They've all got this same sort of formula, and they've always got the like they all do the same thing. But that's what we kind of like about them because they're predictable.
Put me down in the basket if I kind of like them because I don't think I do.
They're just easy watch films. Like that's why you watch a road film.
I'm someone who watches a movie and like moves the mouse or like pushes the button so I can see how long the movie has left, and I'm like, they're not going to solve this properly. And then, like, I'm still like, they're still not going to solve this. And I'm like, there's 7 minutes left. This is going to be, like, a really big coincidence. Or, like, it's going to be really great that everything falls together.
Yeah.
Or that she's going to walk into a hall full of people and she's going to make a speech. And then she walked into a hall full of people.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's about being yourself. And my skin is itchy. And, that was the end of... the like, whole movie.
But there's one lady who yells from the top of, the top level of the hall, and she's like, hey honey, you had me at itchy ass.
Yeah.
But like, who around our age says, "Hey, honey," that's what annoyed me.
I was kind of a fan of that entire
the downfall of the
ending
film.
Scene.
You did like it?
Like, I was a fan of bits of it.
I
felt that it went too long.
I liked that
Shooter McGavin was phenomenal.
Shooter McGavin's character was like, "Hey, no, let's let the hot women talk," and that was the only reason he was doing anything.
The best part was when they were counting up like the 30 pledges they need, and they get to 29, and they're like, "Anyone else?"
Pound the gavel.
And then, the chick that was pregnant the whole film walks in with the baby. It's like, "There's one more here." And then, it's like, "Okay, it's done." And he's like, "No." That's gone.
It's just like big pause, and he's like, "No, wait, that's a baby. They're not enrolled."
That's phenomenal. That's great.
A good. Because you're like, "Oh, good. Like, here's a weird classic save." And they're just like, "No, that's not how this works."
It was a nice subversion. But then they immediately unsubverted themselves by having the best, best friend of the evil enemy, top 10 anime betrayal, stabs in the back, wins the whole thing.
Yeah, and so I was like, nice. She was like, "I'm just sick of your shit. You're all shitty human beings." I was like, yeah, they are. And also the
character in the boob.
And then the character development of them being like, "We become shitty human beings," and then the British one who never said anything came out and was like, "You're all shitty human beings." And I was like, oh, so that's why you were silent the whole film. So this had impact. And which it did. Which again was stupid.
But then, after that, she just started talking.
Yeah.
They kind of.
Regularly.
Yeah.
She was like, "Well, I've broken my
shit." She was mailing the envelopes.
Yeah.
And then this guy just comes up and starts talking to her, and then she gets so distracted that they miss the whole thing.
Yeah. And I was like, that's dumb. I don't know if that needed to happen. So.
Yeah. It happened.
All right. does anyone have any suggestions they'd like to make how to fix this movie? I don't think it's really fixable. To be honest. I don't know how to make this a better movie, except for, a big rehaul of the whole movie, and that's not a very good suggestion.
I don't think it needs a big rehaul. I just need you to think you need to look at your audience for it.
Yeah.
This is a family-friendly movie.
And it shouldn't have been.
No,
yeah, well, I think it was a family-friendly movie, but it wasn't directed at families.
I think it was.
But then in that case, that makes it even worse.
I think it was directed at young women.
Yeah.
I think it was... Personally, I think it was directed at us.
So we missed the entire...
But if it's directed at us, then, it's just kind of this...
You're not a young woman, Cal.
You can if you want to be.
Sure, I identify. If it's directed at young people, then they kind of miss out, especially young people our age.
But there was a 20s. Moment there where, we were all going to see films. That was, a fun thing to do.
But it's, just in that awkward vacuum, then, of, you've got a plot that's more adult.
But you're not really
meant
to be...
But the jokes and the overall feel of it are, more family-friendly.
And you're not really meant to be...
It's just that weird disconnect.
Mm.
Watching, Playboy Mansion.
No.
It's not a...
Yeah.
They kind of knew people were, but they not really were meant to.
Mm.
So you have jokes for, one age demographic and a whole movie for another age demographic. And you're kind of this is weird. This is not where this should work. And, a lot of the jokes came at the expense of, a fake Playboy bunny, which was... Anna Faris, because she was just dumb, and a lot of jokes were oh, she's dumb, and I was like, that doesn't, it didn't seem to paint a good picture.
No, it played on stereotypes.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It
but
did.
That's why I think it worked the way that it did.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because we can all say that we don't, but that's what everyone thinks of Playboy Mansion people.
Yeah.
So that's why it's humorous.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's funny, sadly.
we'll give final ratings, I think.
Final ratings?
What you rate this overall? Mm. A perfect mediocre movie has 5 from everyone.
Okay.
But I'm going to give this 4 right off the bat because I don't want to watch this again.
Okay.
Ever. And a perfectly...
Ever.
A perfectly mediocre movie, I should be okay with putting it on
and
then being on my phone. And this is not a movie I would want to put on.
Okay.
And be on my phone for.
Okay.
I'm like, that
that's
would just...
That's a good... That's a... Yeah.
That would annoy me. That would
fair
be
enough.
Ugh, I'd have to look up and see this when someone's not replying. And I don't think I would enjoy it.
You wouldn't enjoy that.
There's a few scenes where I'd be like, hey, this is a good scene. But a majority of the movie, I was like, nope. I kind of spent the whole time looking at the time bar going, how much longer does this goddamn fucking movie have? So, I don't think...
Well,
it was
intense.
Perfectly encapsulating. But
okay. No, fair enough. That's a.
Does anyone want to go next? Because Cal looks like he's deep in thought. So I'm going to give him a moment to compute.
I'm trying to think.
I'm going
to
give you a moment to compute. Lauren definitely knows what her score is.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5. Just because,
Really?
Yeah, I think it is a mediocre film. I would personally.
I thought.
I would put it on I would do exactly what you just said. I would put it on if I wanted to just zone out.
You just wanted sand.
On my phone. No, because, like, I don't know. I find it funny.
So, but you find it perfectly mediocre.
Yeah, well...
Like, a lot of the movie lets the rest of the movie down.
I'd say 4.7.
Really?
4.7?
Wow, we don't go that accurate.
That's so specific.
4.7, like...
We got a half mark, so I'm going to need you to round up or down.
It's very... 4.5.
Okay.
It's...
Huh.
It's very...
I thought you would have given a positive rating. I really thought you liked this movie.
I do like this movie. I thought... Are we rating it out of 5?
Out of 10.
Oh! It's out of 10. Oh, wow, you're giving it like a 9.
So it's like a 9 now.
Oh, okay. I was so
sorry.
Confused.
No, yeah.
Okay.
It's out of 10, and the 5 is a perfect innermost score between 0 and 10.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that, like, if we gave it a 5, that means it's a perfect mediocre film.
No,
all
that's
right.
Really hard to read.
Okay, so I'd say I'd give it at least...
Like an 8 or a 9, you have to now, according to your logic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I think it goes 7.5.
Okay.
Like, I would watch it while I'm chilling on my couch.
Okay.
Because, like, I've done that heaps of times.
So it's better than average. It's better than mediocre.
Yeah, because just because it's so over the top.
All right.
And I like that about it. Just because it's so... unrealistic is probably the terms, just because it's so exaggerated.
Maybe that's
and
right.
Ultra feminine, and like, and probably because it goes beyond everything that I am. Like, I'm not, I don't have any of those kind of factors about me. So I just
that's
love,
why you enjoyed it. But like, I don't have any of the feminine
like,
factors about me.
Some of the humor that they use, like the shitter humor, like,
oh yeah, the toilet
joke. You know where the crapper is, and you do a very mysterious thing in there, and then she's like. Drop us some timber. Like, that's funny. That's...
Yeah.
See, look at you guys go.
That was a funny... I'm not saying that...
That's funny.
There were scenes that were funny, but a lot of the movie, I was like, miss.
Like,
miss,
I'll watch
miss.
That. And, like, I enjoyed the musical number at the end. I can see
you
it
very
you.
Much did.
I love it.
Well, do that as the outro. We'll fade it out. Cal, do you have a rating?
I don't know. I've been... Like, since I watched this at 3 this morning, I've been, like, trying to figure out how I think about this film. And, like... There's good bits and there's bad bits.
Yeah.
As all films do.
True. But, like, I have no real desire to watch this again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I feel it's a little bit weird. Like, I know we've been talking about, like, how... What we think sororities are, but we have nothing to base it off. We're in Australia recording this.
Yeah.
We don't have frats. We don't have sororities.
Yeah.
No.
We just have groups of people to get drunk. So it's kind of weird to kind of... contrast that with, like,
yeah, maybe
our knowledge is built off the knowledge of other popular culture.
Yeah, like
in
other movies
case.
About frat houses.
Yeah.
It's all I know about frat
yeah
houses.
Exactly, like Animal House is probably my biggest comparison.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I feel like as someone who probably didn't fit the audience demographic they were aiming for,
no,
I feel like a lot of this movie didn't pay off for me.
Okay.
Like a lot of the comedy just kind of felt flat. The plot kind of just felt a little bit weird and like weird to watch.
Yeah,
some of the scenes were just very awkward, and like I'm normally a fan of awkward and cringe comedy.
Yeah,
like Scott Sotts and Dinner Party, best
yeah.
episodes of The Office. But I know a lot of this movie, more of this, most of this movie just felt flat for me.
Yeah,
like
fair enough.
I would give it like a like probably like 3.
Oh wow!
On like if I was just looking at the movie,
out of 5 or 10?
Out of 10. But then you're forgetting the extra point for Shake It. So,
yeah.
4 out of 10.
Okay.
With an extra, whole extra
with
point.
With a whole extra point. If anyone knows a better use of Shake It in film media, please let me know.
Yeah. Because if you're listening,
that's
there's a good chance
the
you
top.
Know one of us. So please contact us
please
about
let
us.
Know.
All right.
I'm very intrigued by your...
love for Shake It.
No, no. Just your markings, your scoring.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I just found... I wouldn't want... If someone put it on, I wouldn't protest.
Okay, so yeah, okay.
But
that's my next question.
Like, I was going to put a movie on.
You wouldn't voluntarily put it back on.
No, I would never
like, yeah, if,
sit
it
down.
It wouldn't come across your mind.
If I was sitting at home on Netflix,
yeah.
and this is where this movie was,
yeah.
if it shows up and, like, watch it again, I'm like, I'm going to watch Peep Show for 15
I feel like I want to sit down and rewatch this film with you both and just experience it with you.
We didn't watch
like,
it together.
I want to see... No, no, I know, but I want to, like, just to see how I react to
I just
certain
kind
things
of,
and how you react
I did
to
a lot of, like, mild frowning at a lot of scenes, where I was like, Like, that was just my entire reaction. I was like, that wasn't very funny.
I want to see if you experience it differently if I'm sitting there next to you. And because
I'll probably try harder to enjoy it.
We do like a social experience.
Yeah. So I know who you are. That's, like, 100%.
That's how I watch films with people. I was watching this by myself at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so you're just silent watching.
Yeah, all of my jokes were just, oh man, this would be funny if anyone was here. Most, like, most of my comedy.
There you go, Homer, the smartest thing you ever said. And no one was around to hear it.
Alrighty,
I think that brings us to the end. Lauren, if you want to sing Zeta House and we can fade it out, I'll figure out how to do that.
Okay, we can all do it together.
I do not know the words.
Where am I saying this at?
I've been Riley.
I've been
Lauren is singing.
Where am I saying it? Bye.